Welcome again, ladies and gentlemen, to this brand new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's right. This comes directly out of the Bible, out of Psalms. And I hope that you too are rejoicing in this beautiful day that the Lord has made. It rained a little earlier today, but we saw a promise that God made to Noah in the skies. That's right, the ark, the beautiful, beautiful rainbow in the sky. And that is an amazing promise which God made to Noah. And it always fills my heart with joy in seeing that God continually holds on to his promises today and forevermore. Now, this is Truth of the Matter, where we dispel any notion of falsehood, and the spin and the agendas will no longer exist in this area. You can come to us for absolute truth and reality so that you may be a better informed person and a stronger Christian, and these things may strengthen your belief in Christ. Remember, we give you a biblical perspective and insightful commentary about current events, and we hope that you keep tuning in to these podcasts, which are broadcast Monday through Friday. Also, email us any questions or comments that you might have. We'd like to address them on the show. info@lwym.org. Now, on the news front, we have three tidbits that I'm pretty sure will make you laugh and at the same time will make you cringe. Well, let's start with the ones that will make you laugh. One Florida school official accused of violating a court order forbidding prayer in school has been exonerated. Now, you can only guess who is the organization that sued this lady. Oh, that's right, the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. This is an organization that is hell-bent on eliminating any mention of God. And as a matter of fact, their oppressions of Christians is off the charts. They will stop at nothing to try to eliminate, eradicate any mention of God or Christianity from the United States. We have seen this because it is obvious in their lawsuits that this is who they are targeting. Now, in the Santa Rosa County School District, a clerical assistant by the name of Michelle Winkler had her day in court, and she's come out victorious. Winkler was accused of violating a court order that banned school officials from participating in religious activities on campus before, during, and after school hours. Now, she asked her husband, here's the situation, she asked her husband, who is not employed by the school district, to offer a prayer at an event. But listen to this, she was not on campus, she was off-site at a naval facility when she asked her husband to offer a prayer at an event. And yet the ACLU supposedly found grounds to sue her because she was imposing her religiosity on others. I'm imagining that this is something that they would use, or some sort of terminology, because they've used it before. The judge found that Winkler was not in violation of the court order, and that the court order, listen to this, was vague and did not specify as to what constituted a school-sponsored religious activity. Praise God for that. And this news bit comes out of onenewsnow.com. Now, the second point in the news today. A conservative Anglican organization is launching a campaign to teach others about the true nature of Islam. The Convocation of Anglicans in North America, CANA for short, calls the initiative the Church and the Islam Project. It is an education-focused project designed to help Anglicans understand Islam and the challenge it poses to the church and its mission. You know, sometimes in situations where you are dispelling false notions, you feel like you're alone in this race, but it's obvious that others have picked up on the falsehoods and the atrocities done in the name of Islam, and they're beginning to denounce it. The Muslim faith, Islam, is not one of peace and tolerance, like many have said, including our current president. It is one of hatred and one of violence, ladies and gentlemen. It is obvious behind the actions that we are seeing done in the name of Islam on a day in and day out basis. We have to continue praying for these Christians who are persecuted in other countries by those that partake of Islam. And last but not least, Eugenie Scott. She coaches scientists to talk about evolution without revealing any weaknesses. Now, Eugenie Scott is a huge proponent of evolutionary biology, and as a matter of fact, has been in the forefront in many cases in which she herself has said that creationism has no place in our public school systems and that intelligence design should not be taught either in schools. But listen to what she said. In Science News, she offers this wisdom as a media coach for scientists. She says, the following. To put it mildly, it doesn't help when evolutionary biologists say things like this completely revolutionizes our view of X, because hardly anything we come up with is going to completely revolutionize our view of the core ideas of science. Could she be talking about evolution? I don't know. Let's keep reading. An insight into the early ape men of East and South Africa is not going to completely change our understanding of Neanderthals, for example. So the statement is just wrong. Worse, it's miseducating the public as to the soundness of our understanding of evolution. So all of the discoveries that have been made debunking the evolutionary theory, it doesn't do that at all. It just, evolution stands on its own. I'm sorry, Miss Scott, it doesn't seem to stand on the water that it tries to run on. The other thing is, you have to keep in mind that these are the individuals that many people put their trust in when people like Eugenie Scott are trying to hide the truth from others. They hide the facts and attack what's true. I wonder what she thinks now that many schools are beginning to adopt Bible classes and are beginning to teach intelligent design and creationism again in schools. Man, she must be infuriated. And at the same time, I'm laughing about it. I hope that you'll join me in my laughter. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a moment also to mock people, but we have to keep also, we have to keep these individuals in prayer, because God has to shed his light. And I'm pretty sure that he has tried to, but they keep negating that light. So we got to keep these individuals in our prayers so that they can see the light of Jesus Christ. Now, I leave you with this verse out of Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That's all the time I have for today. I hope that you will join me tomorrow for more insights and biblical perspectives about the truth of the matter. May the Lord shine his face upon you.